Let's do a quick paragraph on Ramirez. Ramirez. First name is Reynaldo, Reynaldo. 66-year-old gentleman admitted to Herman Memorial Hospital on or about 8/24/2023 with history of sepsis, perforated gallbladder, and hepatic abscess. Period. Patient has had 25-pound weight loss, decreased intake, severe upper quadrant pain, subsequently associated with nausea, vomiting, and fever, period. White count initially was 19,000. Patient B became septic shortly after admission, required IV antibiotics, developed a large hepatic abscess with a perforated gallbladder. Patient has never had a history of alcohol abuse in the past. He does suffer from BPH hyponatremia. He was also found to have coronary artery disease, which made his proposed procedure rather difficult at bay, or at least very high risk. Subsequent removal of the gallbladder showed squamous cell carcinoma. Staging during the hospitalization showed evidence of hypernatremia, leukocytosis, or staging and workup showed elevated PT and PTT. Patient is in severe pain. He is found to have distal metastasis to the bone and peroneal area. Patient is requiring high-dose fentanyl and Dilaudid to control his pain. It's finally decided that there's no active chemo or radiation therapy that can be offered Mr. Ramirez, and subsequently he was placed on hospice. And transferred home. Given his extensive disease, his recent surgery, his sepsis, gallbladder perforation, and gallbladder cancer, he has less than 6 months to live. The nurses will keep him pain-free, will help him to stay pain-free, and continue caring for him till he passes on at home. Thank you.